VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden vowed to reduce gun violence as he warned the nation about a dangerous summer spike in killings. Biden vowed zero tolerance for rogue gun dealers and those who traffic weapons from city to city during his speech Wednesday outlining a comprehensive government program. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates. The president also said loopholes need to be closed because there are too many people today who are able to buy a gun but shouldn't be able to buy a gun. Biden unveiled his plan after meeting with a bipartisan group of mayors, community activists, and law enforcement officials. The spike in homicides and shootings started last summer after cities began easing COVID-19-related restrictions. U.S. lawmakers debated into the night Wednesday over details of legislation aimed at curbing the power of big tech firms with a sweeping reform of antitrust laws. House Judiciary Committee clashed over a series of bills with potentially massive implications for large online platforms and consumers who use them. The legislation could force an overhaul of the business practices of Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook, or potentially lead to a breakup of the dominant tech giants. But critics argue the measures could have unintended consequences that would hurt consumers and some of the most popular online services. The fate of the bills remains unclear, with some Republicans and moderate Democrats expressing concerns despite bipartisan support. For more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.